Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, we're from Locarno 70th, and with John Carroll Lynch, director of Lucky Screening Hearing Competition. So welcome. Welcome, John.
Thank you. It's very good to be here.
So, first of all, you're an actor. You've always been an actor, but now you're a director. That's your first feature film. What led you to this decision of directing a film? Was the story? Was the story of Lucky, the script? Or was a desire that you wanted to go beyond?
I've wanted to direct for a long time, and the opportunity to direct this script came along to me through one of the writers, Drago Simonja, and he and his writing partner, Logan Sparks. And I read the script, and when they offered me the opportunity to direct it, I couldn't say no. It's such a beautiful script. It's so much about anybody's life. It's so universal, but also it's so specifically about Harry Dean Stanton, and written for him, and as a love letter, an elegy to him, and as a character actor, to watch his career and to see his beautiful work, whether he had three lines or the entire movie, to be able to be a part of that was a great honor, and I just was so grateful to have the opportunity to do it.
Much of Harry Dean Stanton is in the film.
It's written almost based on his life. Lucky is a creation. He's a fictionalization, but the stories in the movie are from his life. So you get to know him in a way that's really personal, and the material was so personal to him. He was very passionate about it, and it was an exhausting shoot. He was 89 when we shot it, and it's desert scenes, and it was hot like it is today here in Locarno. So, to see him walk those streets in our little desert town, it was impressive.
So, in honor of Harry Dean Stanton, I should have greeted you by saying you're nothing.
Yes, everyone should say it from now on. Everyone that should say it. Niente, you're nothing.
Talking about Harry Dean Stanton, is realism and truth a thing?
It is. Actually, realism is a thing. It's a noun. So it's a, yeah, and the story is so great because it starts in realism and then it kind of frays at the edges of realism. And it was fun to create a town that was 100% real in a realistic setting. But one of the things I love about realism as a concept is it's already artificial. The minute you put a frame around something, it's artificial. So I remember I met a director of photography who had started in documentaries. And he said, I had to stop doing documentaries when I was shooting in Bora Bora, a native tribe in Bora Bora. And I thought, if I move this flower into the shot, it's going to be much prettier. And he realized, I'm now art directing. I'm art directing realism. So he said, I have to go into fiction.
Could we say that this film is sort of a tale of life and death, and how when we're always talking about death, but when it's coming towards us, just that we have to sort of try and learn how to deal with it, how to face it, maybe with a smile?
I think that's exactly right. I think the movie is about a man who lives kind of on the. It's not the first time he's looked at his mortality, but it may be the last time. And how do each of us come to terms with the limited amount of time we have, and to find joy in the beauty of this moment?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck for the film.
Thank you very much, and thanks for seeing it.
We've been talking to John Carroll Lynch, director of Lucky Screening Competition at Locarno 70, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.